Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Today, we are continuing our lesson from yesterday. Have you ever seen The Lord of the Rings? Do you remember the character Gollum? I would say that Gollum did a very good job as Gollum. Most people will probably recognize the character Gollum. However, perhaps not everyone would recognize the actor Andy Serkis, who played Gollum. We are going to learn more about the technology that made the character Gollum possible. Well, today our lesson is called Andy Serkis and Motion Capture. And the question I have for you is, where does Andy's work ethic come from? Where does Andy's work ethic come from? Friends, open up your magazines and let's go find out. Come with me.
Andy Serkis and Motion Capture. Others might feel confined by a motion capture suit and helmet with an attached camera in front of their face. However, Serkis describes the technology as an exciting and liberating tool. It provides the freedom and ability to play any character imaginable. The award-winning actor carries a heavy workload, acting, directing, writing, and running a studio. When asked about his grueling hours, he said, "My work ethic comes from my parents. They were both incredibly driven." During Serkis' childhood, his family spent time in Iraq, where Andy's father was a doctor, and London, where his mother taught children with disabilities.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 liberate 这个动词 L-I-B-E-R 这个字根是指自由的，所以 liberate 是指使自由或释放或解放。例如 After being imprisoned for over a year, these captives were finally liberated. 被关了一整年之后，这些战俘终于被释放了。课文中的 liberate 的现在分词 liberating 是当作形容词来使用，意思是指使人感到自由自在的，或者是使人感到畅快的。例如 ,dancing has a liberating effect on Amanda. She's totally carefree when she dances. 跳舞有一种让 Amanda 释放的效果，她在跳舞的时候可以完全的无拘无束。继续我们看的是 grueling 这个形容词。Grueling 是指令人精疲力竭的、艰辛的或者让人无法消受的。注意它的拼法也可以拼成两个 L。例如 The boxer finally won after 10 grueling rounds. 这位拳击手经过10个艰辛的回合之后终于赢得比赛。或者 Teaching is a grueling yet rewarding profession. 教学是一个辛苦但是非常有成就感的工作。或者 An intern has to get used to grueling work hours and intense pressure.实习医生必须要能习惯漫长的工作时间以及极度的压力。
Now, yesterday, we learned that Andy Serkis, he really likes that motion capture, right?
Exactly. So that's why he created this place, the Imaginarium, where he can, feel the most productive.
However, I don't think everyone feels the same way as Andy Serkis,And we learned that in our lesson. Others might feel confined by a motion capture suit and helmet with an attached camera in front of their face. Now let's take a look at this phrase that you see on the screen. To be confined by something or feel confined by something. If you feel confined by something, this just means that you feel limited. Sometimes you might say you feel a little trapped.
Yeah, like, for example, there have been so many Batman movies out, and the person, the actor who has to wear the Batman suit, well, sometimes they have mentioned in interviews that it can feel a little bit confining. Maybe you can't do as much with your arms and legs if you're in that tight suit, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you could be confined by other things. Sometimes we feel confined by time limits. Some things turn out better when you're not confined by time limits, when you have time to think about something and do it really well.
Exactly. However, mm-hmm. Circus describes the technology as an exciting and liberating tool. It provides the freedom and ability to play any character imaginable. And there's a fun sentence pattern in this sentence that we want to talk about. To something, any something imaginable. Now, you can use this phrase when you're trying to give the feeling or share that there's a lot of things out there that you could possibly imagine.
Exactly. And you can do anything that you can think of. If you can think of it, then you can do it. And you can replace those verbs, those words with other words, right? For example, that singer can sing any melody imaginable. And there's so many different kinds of melodies. Rebecca, have you ever heard Indian music, like maybe out of Bollywood movies? I think you probably have.
Probably.
I listen to their voices. It's amazing what they can do. But a really good singer can sing any melody imaginable.
Wow. There are a lot of melodies out there. That's pretty amazing. But anyway, Andy Serkis feels that motion capture gives people the ability to play any character imaginable. So he sees that there's a lot of freedom, and he feels it's a very liberating thing to be able to use motion capture.
Right. It's an exciting and liberating tool. Okay, he feels a lot of freedom there, more than a lot of other actors would feel if they had to wear that skin-tight suit. Well, here's another picture of Andy Serkis, and with this ape beside him, right? He is, of course, playing in the Planet of the Apes. And, friends, we haven't mentioned it yet, but he's right on the cover of your magazine.
Andy Serkis, yep, that's right. He's just all over the place, isn't he?
Right.
Well, anyway, continuing on, the award-winning actor carries a heavy workload. Acting, directing, writing, and running a studio. When asked about his grueling hours, he says, what does he say, Gabe?
My work ethic comes from my parents. So before we move on with his quote, let's talk about that phrase, work ethic. I think it's important to have a work ethic. Rebecca, what is a work ethic?
Well, what is a work ethic? This is just a belief that work is a good thing, but it's also kind of a standard by which you or how you work.
And so it could be like the principle, right, mm-hmm. that all work, all hard work is deserving of a reward of some kind. So what is your work ethic? Sometimes people might ask that. What is your work ethic? Or they might talk about someone's work ethic. Oh, he has a good work ethic. Oh, she has a bad work ethic. I think it's important to have a work ethic to believe in hard work.
And, of course, he said that his work ethic came from his parents. They were both incredibly driven, so they worked really hard. During Serkis's childhood, his family spent time in Iraq, where Andy's father was a doctor. They also spent time somewhere else, didn't they?
Well, right, and also London, where his mother taught children with disabilities. So it seems like, okay, so a doctor and his mother taught children with disabilities, seems like he would have, maybe he have learned something about compassion and reaching out to people?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like he might be a jack of all trades.
Ah, jack of all trades. Well, friends, here is the answer to Rebecca's question. Andy's work ethic came from his parents, but Rebecca mentioned a jack of all trades. Let's learn more about that phrase in
the Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. Carolyn, what do you think of when you hear the term jack of all trades?
Well, I think of my father. He is a real jack of all trades because he can do just about anything, from fixing cars to working on computers.
A jack of all trades is someone who has experience working in a lot of different areas, someone who has worked in a lot of different fields, or someone who has a lot of different talents.
In the world of fixing things, this can be a great benefit. Someone who is a jack of all trades can use a wide variety of skills to better understand problems and solutions.
Sometimes we will refer to someone who breaks out of a traditional trade to do something related as a jack of all trades, like an actor who becomes a writer or a director.
But there is another side to this saying, which goes, jack of all trades, master of none. This means, although someone can do a lot of things, they don't do anything particularly well.
This is a bit of a criticism. Here we are talking about someone who spends so much time learning new things, they don't have time to be good at anything they learn.
This can be a little bit confusing, but as we know, it's important to pay attention to context when learning or using a language.
资讯发达的网络年代提供我们许多免费的教学材料和专业资讯。和上一代的人不同的是，越来越多人成为 Jack of all trades, 同时拥有许多不同技能和专业的人。简单来说就是通才。为什么要用 Jack 这个名字呢？因为这个普遍的英文名字在各行各业都会出现，就好比你在菜市场绕一圈，可能有人喊春娇或志明的状况是一样的。Jack of all trades 是一种夸奖人的称呼，但是就是会有人想要开玩笑，称呼别人 Jack of all trades, 后面加 master of none, 意思就是他什么都会，没有一样精通。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are learning about Andy Serkis. Of course, you already know that Andy played Gollum, in The Lord of the Rings using motion capture. Now, some people don't really like motion capture, but Andy says that it's very freeing and liberating. He also said that he learned work ethic from his parents. Well, right now, let's learn what else Andy inherited from his parents.
Andy Serkis and motion capture. Serkis inherited their compassion and is actively involved in charities such as the Hope Foundation, which provides assistance to children with cancer. In 2005, Serkis gave another motion capture performance as the giant ape in King Kong. This particular character is a favorite for his biggest fans, sons Sonny and Louis, who often ask their dad to recreate the role. For family performances, though, no mask or mocap suit is required. But according to Serkis, I do have to run like King Kong.
OK, 接下来我们看 compassion 这个不可数名词 ,com 这个字根是指共同的 ,passion 是指热情，所以 compassion 就是指同情、怜悯或者是恻隐之心。例如 the girl looked at the wounded kitten with love and compassion. 这个小女孩充满关爱以及怜悯地看着这只受伤的小猫。或者是 a little act of kindness and compassion can make this world a better place. 一点善行与同情可以让这个世界变得更美好。它的形容词是字尾加上 ate 变成 compassionate. 例如 Chelsea is a caring and compassionate girl.Chelsea 是一个关心人又有同情心的女孩。所以我们看 recreate 这个动词 ,re 这个字首是指再一次。所以 recreate 是指实再现或者是再创造。例如 ,the movie version of the sitcom failed to recreate the original witness and charm. 这个情境喜剧的电影版无法成功的重现原有的慧结跟幽默。或者是 ,the kids are recreating the car chase scene they saw on TV with their toy carts. 这些小孩正拿着玩具车重演他们在电视上看到的飞车追逐场面。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, so we get to learn something else about circus. We learned that circus inherited their compassion. Whose compassion? His parents' compassion. And is actively involved in charities such as the Hope Foundation, which provides assistance to children with cancer. There's a lot of things we need to talk about in this sentence.
There are, and the first one is the word to inherit. Basically, here that means he gets it from his parents. You get something from your parents, you inherit it from your parents. You can inherit things like maybe a rocking chair or something else that, you know, when your parents passed away, and then you have some of their things.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can get some traits. For example, my mom loves to sing, and I think that I inherited a love for music and singing from my mom.
Oh, very nice. Mm-hmm. And so that's how you use the word to inherit. But we also see something else in the sentence, and that is to be actively involved in something. Now, when you're involved in something, that just means that you make an effort to kind of know what's going on and help out at, you know, certain things. But if you're actively involved, that means that you really make an effort to participate in something that you're doing right now.
Right. And so, you know, if you're in a classroom, are you just going to class every day? Are you just attending? Or are you really participating? Your teacher mm-hmm. might notice that you are actively involved. And it's really important to be actively involved in a class. And so it seems like Andy Serkis is actively involved in charities such as the Hope Foundation. So the idea is he's not every once in a while just writing a check, you know, to give to the Hope Foundation, but maybe he's doing more to promote these kinds of charities.
And we see another phrase in here, and that is to provide assistance. Now, if you provide assistance for something or to someone, this means that you are offering your help or services.
And so lots of people and even lots of things today can offer assistance or provide assistance, right? If you have a phone like my iPhone, Siri provides assistance. If I ever just wanted to ask her a question, she might direct me to some answers online, right? But what other kinds of things provide assistance? Well, if you maybe go to a hospital or a nursing home, you might be able to help the people there. You could provide assistance.
That's right. So take some time and practice creating your own sentences using this phrase to provide assistance. Well, let's continue on. In 2005, Serkis gave another motion capture performance as the giant ape in King Kong.
You know, I was a little surprised by this because I didn't know that he had done the motion capture for King Kong. I knew that he actually played another character in the movie.
Like, oh.
As him. You could see his face.
Oh, wow. I never saw the movie.
Yeah, it's an interesting movie. But yeah, so he played King Kong as well, doing the motion capture performance there. Speaking of King Kong, you know, that reminds me of the Planet of the Apes movies.
And I've never saw the movie either. But I do know that there is an ape in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
There is an ape. Did you like that movie?
Yeah, I've only seen one of them. But friends, that was a picture of Serkis doing motion capture for the Planet of the Apes. Well, we read on here, this popular character is a favorite for his biggest fans, speaking of King Kong now, his sons Sonny and Louis, who often ask their dad to recreate the role. Well, it sounds like there's a circus in Serkis's home.
It really does. What a beautiful family.
Mm-hmm.
For family performances, though, no mask, or so he doesn't have to wear the mask, or mocap suit is required. But according to Serkis, I do have to run like King Kong.
Well, that would be quite a sight. Friends, we've enjoyed talking about Andy Serkis and motion capture. Right now it is time for a review
skit.
Our guest today landed one of Hollywood's most well-known roles, the strange and sinister creature from Lord of the Rings. Almost 20 years later, he is still recognized today. My precious. Let's welcome Gollum.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Oh, wait, who are you?
I'm Gollum.
My precious.
Well, you sure have changed.
Oh, not really. My real name is Andy Serkis. I've appeared in over 50 films.
Well, I'm a moviegoer. Why don't I know your face?
Well, that comes from the fact that many of my major roles have been mocap performances.
Mocap?
Motion capture. I wear a skin-tight suit with tiny dots that track my motions. My movements and expressions are recorded.
And then converted into digital images?
That's right. The end result is an image on the big screen that is much more realistic than traditional animation.
How did you become a star doing that?
Mostly from my role as Gollum. I became so impressed with mocap capabilities that I co-founded a performance capture studio, the Imaginarium.
Oh.
And I fill my days with creative productivity and experiment with new ideas.
Well, I would feel confined by a motion capture suit and helmet with an attached camera in front of my face.
Not me. This technology is an exciting and liberating tool. I have the freedom and ability to play any character imaginable.
Well, I'm glad it suits you.
It does. It sure does. But I carry a heavy workload. Acting, directing, writing, and running the studio.
Well, don't you mind those grueling hours?
My work ethic comes from my parents. Mm. They were both incredibly driven. My father was a doctor. My mother taught children with disabilities.
Well, I understand you're actively involved with charities.
Yes, yes. I inherited my parents' compassion.
That's wonderful. And I hear you have some big fans in the family.
Yes, I have two sons, and their favorite character is King Kong.
King Kong? How do you play a big gorilla?
Ah, it's easy.
Hey, Gabe, are you watching a video about Andy Serkis?
Oh, actually, I'm not watching any video, but I am listening to a podcast about Andy Serkis.
On your cell phone?
Well, that's the best place to do it.
Oh, we're going to learn about podcasts next time, right?
That's right, right here on Studio Classroom. Make sure you come back.
A friend trusted at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have it in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.